Hello, and welcome to National Treasure Minute. It is a podcast where we scrutinize and we celebrate national treasure 1 minute at a time. I'm Hugh from HughKeen.com.
I'm Sarah.
And today we're going to talk about minute two of National Treasure.
So this minute starts with the kid answering, "I just wanted to know." So at the end of the last minute, the grandpa was saying that you shouldn't be here, you shouldn't be in the attic. And then it ends with Charles Carroll going to see Andrew Jackson at the White House. And because we find out that he has something really important to tell him. And the kid was like, "Well, did he get to tell him?"
And we'll never know.
Yep. The end.
That's the end of the minute.
It was a really fun podcast and movie.
Yeah, really keeping us on edge. So what do you have? Do you have anything for this minute?
Well, I have a lot-ish about this Charles Carroll guy.
Okay.
Who's not really, I mean, I guess he's important to get the rest of the story going, but in the grand scheme of the movie, not that important.
Yeah.
But I like to do deep dives on things that aren't that important. So the movie was accurate when he was saying that it was 1832, because Charles Carroll did die in 1832.
Okay.
And he was the oldest surviving signer of the Declaration of Independence. So the two that died before him were John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, which is a big deal because they both died on the same day, exactly 50 years after they signed the Declaration of Independence.
Really?
He was also the only Catholic to sign the document. And apparently at that time, it was against the law for Catholics to hold office or vote. So sort of a...
Interesting.
Yeah, sort of a big deal. He ended up becoming a senator in Maryland. So I guess they changed the laws at some point.
Probably.
Or maybe, I guess, hold office maybe meant president, not like...
Yeah, maybe
senator.
Higher up.
I don't know. I don't know how the government works, really. And then... So then they talk about this secret society that he's in, and they call it the Masons in the movie, which is referencing Freemasonry. And according to Wikipedia, which is where I got most of these facts from, even though the movie says that he was a member, it says he wasn't actually probably a member, but his son was, who's also named Charles Carroll. And I didn't really know anything about Freemasonry, but it was popular in the British Isles. Is that how you say that?
Yep, British Isles.
Yeah. And so there's 3 degrees of it. So there's an apprentice, a fellow of craft, and then a master mason.
Okay.
And so I think now they let females in, but obviously back then they didn't let females in. So it was males, and the requirements were that they believed in the existence of a supreme being, and the immortality of a soul, which makes it sound sort of Christian-y.
Yeah.
But most organized religions, and especially Catholicism, were against it at the time. And I think they still are, because they consider it sort of like, I don't know, going against the beliefs in God. And it evolved from guilds, which I had to Google what that word meant.
Yeah, like but groups of clubs,
yeah, like
basically.
Associations or societies of stonemasons and cathedral builders of the Middle Ages. Their beliefs, they believe in like morality and charity and obedience to the law of the land, which again makes it sound good.
Yeah.
But like, it's sort of interesting because I tried to look at it from both sides, like how the Catholics felt about it. And of course they wanted to view it all in the negative light. And then the Masonry was like, "Oh no, this is great. Like, look at all how great we are. And we're doing all these wonderful things for people."
Yeah.
But anyway, and the estimates are between about 2 to 6 million members right now. So it's a lot of people. It's still mostly popular in Britain and in that area. But yeah. And then.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's really all I have about him.
Yeah. Yeah. But the only thing I had about him was he was 95 when he died, which is pretty old for that time period.
Yeah.
Did you have something else?
I was just also going to talk about Andrew Jackson.
Okay.
And the only reason I remember he's a president was because I had to do a report on him in grade school. So whenever I had to think of an old president, that's who I think of. And I found out that he was, at some point, Grand Master Freemason.
Wow.
Which is a big deal.
Sounds like it.
I don't remember. Grand Master of some lodge in Tennessee, which meant that whenever he was that important, he had the final say of all Masonic acts, activities in Tennessee.
Wow.
So it's a pretty big deal.
Big deal, yeah.
Yeah.
That was before he was president or after he was president? Do you
know? That's a good question that I don't probably know the answer before. To. Yeah.
I don't know either. Yeah, I looked up some stuff about the White House because it's portrayed basically as the White House looks now. Not as modern, obviously, but the classic picture of the White House that we have in our brains is the White House they used in the movie. And, I mean, that's all historically accurate. It looked like nothing like the White House was built, mostly finished by 1800. So it would have been there for 30 years the way it has been now. Like, same White House.
This is bad because I'm going to be a teacher, but didn't the White House burn down at some point?
Yeah, it was in a fire at some point. I think it was during the war.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But you're right. There was a fire. And I think there was a fire afterwards, too, at one point. But not completely certain.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was crazy. Since, like, he died in 1832, like, that's not even 200 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, whenever I think about the beginning presidents, it just feels like, I don't know, because I've only heard it in history classes, so it's like, it's not real. Mm-hmm. Like, these people never actually existed. Yeah. It's just stories that I hear about. But yeah, it is interesting that it wasn't actually that long ago.
I think for me, a lot of the times I just am like, almost think of them as kings, where it's like, they spent their whole life in office, but it's like they literally only spent 4 to 8 years in office, which means, you know, like now, I think when I was younger, I used to think like there's only like, you know, two presidents alive at a time. There's like the person who's just president, and the person who's president now, but there's like four presidents alive right now, past presidents.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think a lot of people have, at least younger people, have a misconception about our presidents.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to sound to the people listening like we don't know anything about American history, but
we don't.
That's just how we were educated.
Yep.
Like I never was forced to memorize the presidents.
No.
So I'll every time I look at the list of presidents, I'm like, I've never heard of this guy before. You know,
there's
always
some,
find somebody that's...
Yeah, there's always some that'll be like a trivia question, and it's like, we've never heard of these people. Yeah. We talk about the major ones, you know, like George Washington and Abe Lincoln. Yeah. But then all the ones in the middle that I guess didn't do anything important enough to talk about, like, well, I wouldn't recognize their name as a president.
Andrew Jackson's even on one of our bills. Like, he's on one of the bills.
Maybe.
And I don't... Like, I did, like, this is all I know about him.
Yeah.
So, it's sort of sad how much we don't know, but.
But
anyway.
Then I guess in the grand scheme of life, is it that important to know about presidents?
Yeah, I mean, probably not all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much, like, there's plenty of presidents where not much happened.
Yeah.
When they were in charge.
Sometimes I think about, because our country isn't that old, but, I mean, whenever we have a history class in school, we can't get through everything. There's just too much information. And so...
Yeah, and all of our history classes spend at least a month on the Holocaust.
Yeah, and so whenever... But I feel like then that's the last thing we get to. Like, we don't talk about...
Anything newer than the Holocaust? Yeah.
So then whenever in, like, 100 or 200 years, what are they going to talk about in history classes? Like, are they just going to not talk about the beginning as much?
Yeah, I don't
know.
And
then start focusing on our time more? I don't know.
I think we're getting a little far away from this minute.
Yeah, okay.
So back to the minute.
It's happening.
If you want to talk about American history, feel free to contact Sarah.
No, please no.
Back to the minute. For in terms of plot, the screenplay, at least the version of the screenplay I was able to find, doesn't actually have this particular scene taking place. It has this. It has the movie starting out with this rain scene, and it just has the grandpa's voice overdubbed over the whole story. So in the next few minutes, we're gonna get the rest of the story, like, originally the movie just started with that, with the grandpa telling the story, but we didn't see the grandpa at all until the story was done. And then we got brought to this scene of the grandpa and then Ben talking to each other at a nursing home. So it's the grandpa's at a nursing home and Ben's visiting him there. And that's where this story's happening. So I don't know at what process they changed it to the whole attic thing and finding the book.
I wonder why they changed it. Just because it's like, he's already discovering things. And so he's going to go on to discover more things.
Yeah, basically. I think at some point somebody was like, well, it's sort of lazy of us just to start with the story. And that might have been part of the conversation. And they were like, okay, well, how can we start it where we still have the story, but, you know, it's... Or maybe they were like, maybe they just didn't want the grandpa at a nursing home. And so they were like, we'll just write it, rewrite it. Because it doesn't really affect the way the story goes, but it does affect how the whole movie starts. So... I don't know how I think it's fine this way. I think it gives it more of its treasure hunt vibe to have it start in the real world as to have it start back in 1830 something.
32.
So how do you feel about that? Do you think it should have started in the nursing home or?
I mean, no, I think it's fine. I think a nursing home is too stereotypical. But, okay, I like to get off track. So I'm just going to real quick tangent. Well, two things they made me think of, The Notebook. One of them was a nursing home, which they used. Right. But they didn't do it as a flashback, a normal flashback, because he was fake reading a story,
okay,
basically. So I think that was a good way to change it up a little bit.
Okay.
While still using the same concept.
Okay.
So... Shout out to The Notebook.
Yeah. So I don't have much else for the actual minute itself, but I was going to talk about, or we were going to talk about new actor we have.
Actor
in this
spotlight.
Minute. Yep. So we'll just let Sarah talk about it today.
Well, okay.
Who's our new actor?
Okay. Our new actor is Christopher Plummer. And the reason I'm so excited is because he's in my favorite movie of all time, The Sound of Music. I knew I recognized Plummer. I knew it. And so I had to look more
the
into
name.
It. Yes. And I was like, wait, he was in The Sound of Music? And I was like, oh, yes, of course. And I think it was because, I don't know if it was on Ellen or some show where they had the cast reunite. And I saw him as this, and I was like, he does not look the same.
Yeah, he does.
But then when I saw his picture, it reminded me of it.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him in this movie as the same guy.
Yeah. But please watch Sound of Music because it is 10 out of 10 movie.
Yeah, we were going to do Sound of Music Minute, but it's almost 3 hours. So that changed our minds.
But worth it.
But we do
to
like
watch
it. We do like it. We like our musicals. Did you have anything else on him?
Because no,
I have.
I was just really, really excited.
Okay,
I'll try to find some fun facts, though.
He played Georg von Trapp in The Sound of Music. It was like his, what?
Well, just remember how I always thought they were saying Gale, just weird?
Yeah.
I was so mind blown when that wasn't what they were saying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's because the one lady's like, Georg.
Yeah. And I was Gale.
Yeah. He played the Von Trapp dad in The Sound of Music. It was like his third or fourth film, I think, that he ever did. He has an Academy Award, 2 Primetime Emmys, 2 Tonys, and a Golden Globe, and much more, but I just didn't write them all down. He also has some records for being the oldest, like, actor to be nominated and also win awards because he's, like, 90 right now.
Wow.
He's 90, and he was nominated for an award when he was 88, and he won an award when he was 85 for, like, Best Supporting Actor, which is, like, the oldest actor to ever win that award. I know all the details there aren't quite correct, but you can look it up if you want to know more. So I wanted to see what Just like how we looked at what the director had done before this. The movie he did before National Treasure was a movie called Cold Creek Manor, which is a horror movie. And he played, as far as I know, an old demented guy. And it was a complete flop. It has a 12% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics, and it has a 23% from the audience. So you know it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
He did one other movie in 2004 besides National Treasure, and it was called Alexander. It was about Alexander the Great.
Hamilton?
No, nice try. Mm. And apparently it was also a flop, and it has a 16% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 35% in audience on Rotten Tomatoes. And he played Aristotle in that movie. So his roles are just sort of all over the place here.
Yeah, I just found he played King Herod
okay.
a couple times.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he also did some stage acting, so he probably played a lot of classical roles in plays and things. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, that's really all I had for him. It doesn't look like he ever had another huge role like The Sound of Music. Like, yeah. He never was the lead guy.
I mean, can you top The Sound of Music?
Well, not in your book.
No.
So, did you have anything?
Well, I found some Sound of Music related fun
okay,
facts.
That's fine.
He's the only actor from The Sound of Music to meet the real Maria von Trapp.
Okay.
He was only 13 years older than Charmaine, probably pronounced that wrong, Carr, who played his daughter in The Sound of Music.
Okay.
Which?
The oldest daughter,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I guess so, but I didn't, like, she doesn't look that old, I don't think, in the movie.
Yeah.
There was something else, too. Oh, about an award. Oh, he and his daughter both received Emmy Award nominations, but she won and he didn't.
Hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, he was also born in December, so shout out to another December birthday.
Sure enough.
Love that. And this is weird. It said that, so everywhere says that he was born in 1929, I think, but he was actually born in 1927, so I'm wondering why they have it 2 years off.
How do you know he was actually born in 1929?
Well, that's what IMDb says.
Oh.
But then whenever I Googled his name, it does say 1929. Mm. Like, that's one of the fun facts is that they get it wrong by 2 years.
Interesting.
So I don't really know why that is. But
that is weird. Yeah, so I didn't have anything else. Do you have anything else about
nope.
the minute?
Nope.
Okay, well, next time we come back, we're going to figure out if Christopher Plummer's great grandfather's grandfather or something ended yep. up talking to the president. Or
so it's the kid.
Or what?
The kid's great, 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 great grandfather.
Okay.
Because I wrote great times four.
You're sure?
I think, well, yes.
But isn't it Christopher Plummer's grandfather's grandfather. So,
you know, I'd have to just
so
write it out.
So Christopher Plummer. Yeah. Okay. So
okay,
start with Ben.
So we got the
start
kid.
With Ben.
So and then
his grandpa is Christopher Plummer.
Yes.
Christopher Plummer had a dad.
He did.
Which would be Ben's great, great grandpa. Right?
Yeah.
So
okay.
Christopher Plummer's dad had a dad, which would have been Christopher Plummer's grandpa. And then that guy's grandpa was the guy. So that's three more dudes up, right?
I'm going to, sure.
So, yeah, I mean, you were close, but I think it's a couple more greats.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out for next minute.
Yes.
But that's what we'll be doing. We'll figure out the answer to the question. So thanks for joining us. This has been National Treasure Minute.
Thanks for listening.